Hey guys, it's Friday and we are jumping into the book of Acts today. I thought that it would be good just to give you a little background about the book of Acts, kind of an overview, so to speak, of what goes on here and some information that's going to be helpful to you as you jump in here in case you don't already know this information. So the book of Acts is written by Luke. Dr. Luke, the same Luke that was a disciple of Jesus, as well as the gospel writer of the book of Luke. He was, as I said, a physician and a disciple. He also, we will see in the book of Acts, became a traveling partner of Paul, or Saul, who became Paul. We'll read about that as we get to the ninth chapter of the book of Acts. So this book we see right away is addressed to a guy named Theophilus, right? So you might ask yourself, well, why are we reading a letter written to somebody else? Well, this book was obviously intended for all believers. Now, this book of Acts is a super rich book that talks about the origin of Christianity, or how the Christian church started, how it was founded, how it spread. The book of Acts covers a distance of time of about 30 years. And the first 12 chapters of the book of Acts focus mainly on Peter, that key disciple that we all know about. And then after the 12th chapter, Paul becomes the main focus, from his conversion, as I said, in chapter 9, to missionary journeys that he took, miracles that happened in his presence, conversions of other people to Christianity, along with all of the trials and dangers that he faced. And those trials and dangers make it so evident that people who are walking with Christ are not promised to not have problems or pain or danger in their lives. So today, as you read chapter 1, there's really two significant events that happen here in chapter 1. The first being that Jesus ascends into heaven. Jesus leaves the earth for the last time physically until his imminent return that will happen, I hope, very, very soon. But I want to focus on the next event that happens here in chapter 1, and that is that the disciples, the 11 disciples, you know that Judas committed suicide after betraying Jesus. So these 11 disciples, they get together. They've got Jesus's mom, Mary, with them. They've got Jesus's brothers and some other women along with them. And Peter stands up here, becomes a leader, it seems, and stands up and tells them that they need to fulfill prophecy by replacing Judas. And so there is, in essence, an opening for another disciple. And he lists the qualification of this person being someone who has walked along with them since the very beginning, clear back to John the Baptist. And so they have two candidates that you'll read about, and they cast lots, which was a really common practice when people wanted to allow God to make the decision. They believed that if they cast lots, basically rolling dice or choosing sticks, that they would be able to make a decision that God had ordained. We see this in the people who divided up Jesus's clothes. We see this in the priests in the temple. They cast lots to determine how to divide the work of the sacrifices amongst one another. So that was very common. And the lot cast fell to someone that we meet here in Acts chapter 1 named Matthias. And so Matthias would join them, and we will see in chapter 2 amazing things happen. We'll talk about that on Monday as the Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. I'll be back with you again on Monday.